Okay, is this thing on? Welcome home.
Is it weird if I text and check in? I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Hey, it's Maya Adele with Hope You're Okay. Well, no turning back now. All right, everyone. So sorry, I need to take a drink of water. Hello, everyone. Welcome home, babies. Welcome back to Hope You're Okay, the podcast. I'm your host, Adele. This is so strange and odd and weird. Okay, so obviously I have been gone for how long was I gone for? Let's take a fun little gander. Okay, so my last episode was literally on June 9th of 2023. It is so long ago. So I've been gone for about 6 months, it would seem. Some would say I took a hiatus. I would say I thought the podcast was done. I thought my podcasting days were over. But before I get into that, I feel like I should introduce myself, reintroduce myself. Hello, if you're new here, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Adele. This is my podcast, Hope You're Okay, where I have nothing to talk about but a lot to say all the time. Today's the first episode back. It's actually going to be probably the least organized episode that we'll have in the near future. I'm still trying to decide as of right now. I don't know if I'll still be trying to decide when this episode comes out, but as of right now, I'm trying to decide if I want to wipe the slate completely and like get rid of all of my previous episodes and just like start fresh, or if I should just leave them. Technically, I've had this podcast for a very long time. Since 2021, maybe, which is an insanely long time. But it's never been consistent, and this is the era of it being consistent. I know I've said that before, but this time I really mean it. So yeah, this episode is kind of just gonna be like a catch-up episode. I haven't spoken to you guys. You guys don't know what's going on. You're probably confused as to why this episode's even coming out today, or like where I was, or what's going on. So let's just hop into that, I guess, what I would call housekeeping, in previous episodes. So basically, I am now 21 years old. I had my 21st birthday in July, so the month after I fell off the face of the podcasting planet. Yeah, I've moved to Florida full time. I went to college in Florida. I have now graduated college, with my bachelor's in psychology. Congratulations on your achievement. I was quoting Bluey just then. Anyways, yeah, and I've been doing content creation the entire time that I've been in college. And the podcast kind of was born my freshman year of college, I believe. But it was hard to do content creation plus the podcast plus school. And I think I just got to a point where something had to go. And my platform was something I worked really hard for, something that I work really hard for every day. And I have created great connections with you guys on all of my platforms. And so obviously, I didn't want that to go. I was not going to drop out of school, although I really wanted to at times. That was something that was important to me and my family. And so the podcast just kind of had to take a back seat, even though I've always wanted to have a podcast. And I was really proud of my podcast. I still am really proud of like what I did while I was a student. I'm keeping my intro. That intro kind of eats. She kind of ate down. She's kind of cute or whatever. I don't remember when I made that, but it was definitely during college at some point. And yeah, anyways, I worked really hard on all of my podcasting stuff, and I didn't even realize that I had a podcasting community until I just stopped updating the podcast. And I would get comments on my Snapchat, on my TikTok, DMs asking, like, where's the podcast? Is it going to come back? Did you delete it? And that was when I kind of decided that I did want to bring it back because I don't know. I love podcasting. I love talking to you guys. And I just feel like this is a little FaceTime call that we get to do once a week. And while I was in school having to do assignments, I knew that I was never going to get to the point where I could do it consistently. And I really wanted to be able to commit when I did do it. And I think now I'm at a point where I'm established. I'm moved into my new apartment. I'm doing content creation. I'm working consistently. And yeah, it's just a time where I can commit to posting every other week, and then hopefully we can get back to posting weekly, but we're not going to jump right back in to weekly. We're going to do every other week, at least for a little while, and our new posting days are Wednesdays, so this will be coming up on a Wednesday that you're listening to this right now, and yeah, it's supposed to make its grand return in February, the month of love, because I'm literally obsessed with February in general. I just think it's the cutest month. It's like a pink month with hearts. It's so my aesthetic. It's so Adelcore. So yeah, we're going to make our official comeback in February, but I did want to come out with, I guess, this little episode just to tell you guys where I've been, what I've been doing. So obviously I'm pre-recording this, but right now, today is my mom's birthday, and my mom did pass away 5 years ago now, I think, four, five. Well, it will be five this upcoming year. But anyways, so I was going to post like a full like episode today, like a full happy, upbeat episode, but I'm just not really in the right headspace to be able to do that. I'm not like super, super depressed. I'm not like in a bad mood or anything, but I just didn't want to start out the podcast with me like giving you guys almost like toxic positivity, like pretending that I was like super upbeat and happy today, when in reality, I'm just like, today is just kind of a day. So yeah, not to start off the podcast on like the wrong foot or not high energy. Obviously, I'm so happy to be back and I missed you guys so much, and I'm so excited that our first official episode will be on Valentine's Day. How on brand is that? The most on brand ever, I think. But yeah, so I'm obviously excited for all of those reasons, but I just wanted to kind of hop on and chat before then, even though I'm not in the right, not the right headspace, but in a great headspace. Oh, the podcast anxiety is happening now. Sometimes when I record podcasts, I'm like, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? And this is why I have like outlines and things like that, because otherwise I feel like I just talk forever and ever and ever and I never shut up. Yikes. Anyways, enough about that. What's new? What's happening? What's crack-a-lackin'? While I was gone, let's think about what happened. Like I said, I moved to Florida, so I now live in an apartment in Florida with my roommate, one of my roommates from college. We're BFF, and living with one of my best friends is just so much fun. We're kind of at that era in our lives where we really have to appreciate that, like, this is probably the last time in our lives that we'll be living with, like, our BFFs. So if you're at that stage in your life, now's the time to cherish it. Now is the time, because, you know, these are the last moments when I'll probably just get to live with my girl besties before they enter marriage and I enter marriage and everybody starts building their families and all of that kind of stuff is going to happen in the next 10 years somewhere, most likely, right? So yeah, we just kind of soak in living and girling, and getting to make cookies every night after dinner and, you know, going out to Texas Roadhouse 4 times a week and following it with Marshalls and Starbucks at 10 p.m. It's just really nice to be a woman. The Barbie movie, OMG, the Barbie movie came out while I was gone. We never got to debrief the Barbie movie. Not that I would have debriefed it anyways because of the strike and everything, but OMG, what a life-changing movie. Also, if you guys can hear my neighbor upstairs, my upstairs neighbor, if you will, is a Jamaican man, and I can often hear him yelling deep into the night. No disrespect. As a Caribbean woman, I get it, but also, you know, yell quietly. So if you hear him in the background, don't mind that. But anyways, yeah, so living with my BFF, kind of just vibing. Life is so calm right now, and I was bored about 4 months ago. I was like, this is boring, and now I'm just kind of in a place where I'm like, this is so nice. Like, this is just so nice. I went through, like, 2 weeks in October when I was so deathly ill. So ill that it was literally insane. I think I had scarlet fever. Didn't even know scarlet fever was still a thing. I thought that if you weren't a 1970s Victorian child, you were safe from scarlet fever. It would seem that I was wrong. It would seem that I was wrong. I had gotten COVID at the beginning of October. I was probably healthy for like a week and a half before the scarlet hit me like a ton of bricks. I literally missed Halloween this year because I went to sleep on the 30th And I slept all through the 31st. And I woke up at like, I don't know, 11 p.m., 12 a.m. And was like, I just slept through Halloween. Like, what the heck? Got to a wreck and I didn't have my car for a while. And so it was just, you know, up, down, left, right. A lot was happening. A lot was happening. And I was a little overwhelmed. But now that life is calm again and I just make my silly little videos and I talk to you guys on live and now I talk to you guys on the podcast and I do my little editing and I post and I pay my bills and I make dinner and I get a coffee every now and then, life is good and life is okay and everything is okay and I like it this way. But yeah, that's really the whole update. I don't really have anything I want to talk to you guys about today because, like I said, I'm trying not to, I don't know, I was caught between a rock and a hard place because I've been trying to record just the coming back podcast episode for so long. I've been trying to like record it for a long time and I didn't really have an outline because in this new era that we're entering, I don't want to call it a season because I don't think I'm starting a new season. Maybe I should. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to do the season thing anymore. But in this new section of the podcast where I'm starting podcasting again, I want it to be a lot more chill. I want to do a lot less of like an outline and more of just like talking to you guys. But also, I don't know if me just talking is going to be sustainable. I don't know if I'm going to like that and like what I'm putting out. So anyways, I don't know. That's kind of, this is my first time trying something like that with like literally no outline. I think normally I'll have like a general topic and then maybe I'll just see where it goes with that. I don't know. Let me know what you guys like. If you guys like these kind of episodes where we're just chatting, then maybe I can keep these up. If you guys were old podcast listeners and you liked the way that it was very laid out and thought out and planned out, I can go back to doing that. But I'm just trying to find something that works for me and works for you and works for us, just to make sure that we're all good, you know? But yeah, today I don't really have much to chat about. I'm just practicing feeling not like sadness, because I'm not sad necessarily, but just like allowing my body to go through what it needs to go through, you know? Like today is the birthday of somebody who is literally everything to me, so it's fair that I'm a little drained and a little tired, and I know I'll be fine tomorrow. So I'm just trying to be fine with the fact that I won't be fine until tomorrow, you know? I'm sorry. I wish this episode wasn't, like, sad. I don't mean to be sad. Like, the first episode on, I don't mean to be sad. But, you know, that's just where I'm at right now. And that's totally okay. Anyways, while I was gone, we hit 25k on Instagram. I hit like 5k, 10k, 20k, and 25k on Instagram all while I was gone because you guys are amazing and an answer to every prayer I've ever sent to the Lord. So that was really exciting. I think we're at 28k now, so we're almost at 30k, which is wild to think about. There's so many of you, and I love you all so, so much. So thank you so much. At some sort of milestone, eventually, I want to do a giveaway. I've been saying I want to do a giveaway for ages, and I just keep on not doing it because I don't know. I just don't know what you guys would want if we did a giveaway. So if you have any ideas for what I should give away that would be on brand for the Found family, like what is the Found family, like what do you guys like? Like, I don't know. Do you like the things that I like? I don't even know what I like. So let me know what you guys are feeling giveaway wise. And the next time we hit a milestone, should I do an Instagram one or a TikTok one? I think on TikTok we just hit, or I don't remember, honestly, we just hit something and then it went back down. So I think we're in the, like, you know, like we're like one over the next milestone. And then I think a bot or somebody unfollowed me. That's always an option. So that's kind of ranging, but the next TikTok milestone that we hit or the next Instagram milestone that we hit, we'll do a giveaway because you guys deserve to have a giveaway given away. But yeah. Ooh, you know what I should start talking about on here that I think I tried to make a thing once, but I was doing school and everything was drowning me. I'm reading again pretty religiously, like pretty consistently. I just finished Allie Hazelwood's new book, Check and Mate. Hey, listen, if you know me, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that Allie Hazelwood is my girl, okay? Allie Hazelwood, for those who don't know, is a very popular author. She writes about women in STEM. She's a romance author. Allie Hazelwood is my girl. You guys know the mantra that I post on my Instagram story all the time. A few months ago, I posted a question box to see if people remembered what it was, like what the end of the saying that I say all the time is. And you guys remembered, so I know you're paying attention. You can say it with me if you remember. If Allie Hazelwood gives you a book, you read it. If Allie Hazelwood gives you mangled animal carcass, you take it, okay? So I am an Allie Hazelwood girly to my core. I will support her in everything, and that is why I bought Check and Mate to begin with, because I had a sneaking suspicion that it was not about women in STEM. And that is something that I love Allie for, is that she writes about women in STEM. I don't know of any other romance authors that do that. That's kind of what she got popular for. She wrote that really popular book talk book that was called Love Hypothesis, and she's wrote a good few other romance STEM books since then. I was a woman in STEM. I am a woman in STEM, and so I loved reading about other girlies that were down with science, like how I was down with science. Check and Mate, not a STEM book. It is a chess book, which I'm sure is a lost, you know, underrepresented group in and of itself. I'm sure. I can't necessarily say that I'm a part of said group, but you know what? I had my time, so I'm trying to respect others and having theirs. Yeah, so anyways, read that book. Was not my favorite Allie book that I've ever read, but she does come out with another one in like 2 more weeks, Bride, I believe it is, which I think is her first go around at a vampire novel. So she's reaching new horizons, she's doing new things, and hey, if she gives you mangled animal carcass, you take it. So I am gonna read the book. I am. But the book that I'm reading right now is a very popular Archer's Voice. I've heard this book is kind of sad. I've heard people say it's really good but sad. I've heard people say it's just bad and sad. I've heard people say it's kind of boring. I don't know. I've had it for a long time. I would like to make my own assumption, not assumptions because I'll have read it, but like my own opinion. So I'm reading it right now. I will say it's not, I'm only in like chapter 3. It's not the type of book that I've been drawn back to exactly, which is something that, you know, I would like to have happen, but it's also not a fluffy romance, and I'm a very much fluffy romance girl. So that could be why I'm not really in it yet, but I do plan to get into it. So if you have Archer's Voice, if you've been thinking about purchasing it, feel free to buy it. Take a picture for your Instagram story, tag me. We can read it together, and then we will rejoin. We can have a little book club. Oh, cute! We'll be like gal pals with a little book club, and we can talk about it every other week. That's so cute. Okay, so we're reading Archer's Voice, okay? And by the time you hear this, I will probably still be reading it, because as of right now, I've been quote reading it for like a week and I have not opened it again. I'll probably read it a little bit more at the end of this week. I post normally on my Instagram pretty consistently with like how quickly and how far I am in to reading books. So that can be your main source of kind of gauging where we're at. But I will also give check-ins on the podcast bi-weekly on where we are, and eventually weekly when we get back to our weekly schedule. That's so exciting. Oh my God, should we do a book club? I think we just decided that we're going to do a book club. Okay, in other news, Valentine's Day is coming, and you guys know that I'm so obsessed with Valentine's Day. It's my favorite holiday. I've never like had anyone on Valentine's Day in the past, so that's not why. I just love it, because I just love it so much. It's just so cute, and I just think it's so like, that's something that aliens would think is adorable if they ever discovered the human race. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying aliens are real or they're not real. That's not what we're talking about here today. But I'm saying, hypothetically, if aliens were real and they came down to Earth, like, there's certain things they would think is adorable of us. And I think that Valentine's Day is that thing. They'd be like, oh my God, how cute are the humans? This is adorable. And then if they were evil, they'd be like, sucks that we have to, you know, exterminate them. But this is really cute. Oh. I just got a text. It's probably my roommate wondering when we're going to dinner. Please hold. Okay, so sorry. She was texting about leaving right now so we can go to Texas Roadhouse and get there by 6 for the early bird hours. But yeah, so I guess we're almost done here on today's little mini podcast episode, but I just wanted to give you guys a rundown on what it's going to be like this era of Hope You're Okay. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I'm so glad that you've tuned in. I also think that our episodes are going to range in length a lot. A podcast that I just started listening to is Jeanette McCurdy's podcast. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called Hard Feelings. I loved her book, by the way. Oh my goodness, I loved her book. It is called I'm Glad My Mom Died. I listened to the audiobook about 7 times, and I'm going to listen to it again. It's my favorite thing to listen to. It's so good. If you haven't read that book or listened to that book, definitely 10/10 recommend. Like, I loved that book. It was amazing from start to finish. Anyways, I found out that she had a podcast, which was really great because I have the version of her audiobook where she is reading it. Also, strongly suggest listening to her tell her own story if you can. But anyways, found her podcast, and her podcast episodes are like 25 minutes. I thought I was going to hate that. I love that. I love that. I also love a good long podcast. Don't get me wrong. I love a good hour and a half podcast episode because sometimes that's what I need. But sometimes I'm just driving from here to like Target and back, and I don't need to start an hour and a half long rant because then I'm just going to be annoyed when I can't finish it when I get to the house. You know, 25 minutes, kind of perfect sometimes, kind of exactly what I'm looking for sometimes. So in the past, I've not put up podcast episodes because I thought they were too short, because they were like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And honestly, now I'm kind of in the era of short podcasts. So expect 15 minute episodes, 20 minute episodes. Maybe one week you'll get an hour long episode, and the next few days you'll get a 15 minute one just because I felt like chatting. Because you know what? I run this town. The rats don't run the city. I do. Anyways, yeah, so sorry, was answering my text. Apparently, we need to be seated by 6 in order to get the early bird. So I am going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. However, I did write down a thought that I wanted to share with you. Oh, yeah. Randomly in my notes, it just says, OMG, remember bubblegum. I did want to. Do you guys remember bubblegum? Do you remember when we used to chew that? That was so cute of us. I'm bringing back bubblegum. In case anybody was wondering, I will be purchasing a stick, like the, you know, they come in big chunks. I'm going to purchase a pack of Hubba Bubba. And you will be catching me blowing bubblegum in the next few months because that's so cute. I forgot about bubblegum. I forgot about blowing little pink bubbles and being a girl and twirling my hair while I chew and also blow bubbles. What? Why did I forget about bubblegum? Anyway, that was all. I missed you guys so much. I love you. And yeah, I hope you know how proud I am of your creation. I hope that today's episode made you a little bit happier, even though I was kind of in a depressed mood for a second there, but I'm not anymore. I hope this episode made you realize it's okay to feel your feelings, and it's totally normal and totally okay to be sad and happy at the exact same time. And I love you so much, and I hope that you're okay. All right, see you. Bye. Miss you.